This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Legends, Icons, and Rebels is the name of a new book for young readers and music lovers. It's aimed at turning on a younger generation to the musical risk takers who came before.
Wow! I feel good.
You say either, and I say either.
Here comes the sun.
Crazy.
It is only a paper moon.
The book features profiles of 27 singers with two CDs to go along with it. Spearheading the project is Robbie Robertson, a legend, icon, and rebel in his own right. He was the main songwriter and lead guitarist for The Band in the 60s and 70s, and he joins me from New York. Robbie Robertson, welcome to the program.
Hi, Melissa.
And how did all this start?
Actually, it originated with my son, Sebastian, who was years ago, he was working at a place called Bright Child in Santa Monica. It was where parents would bring their young children and they would play and they would learn and they'd socialize. And part of his responsibility there was to choose music for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, he played the usual kiddies music, the Humpty Dumpty diddle-diddle stuff, you know. So he said every once in a while he would slip in a little Johnny Cash or Marvin Gaye. And he just saw something happen with the kids, that the room just lit up. And so he said to me back then, someday somebody should do something aimed at kids so they grow up and they have a foundation of the greatest recording artists of all time.
And so a project was born.
Yep.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy.
You include, Robbie Robertson, your first-person memories of the impact that a lot of these musicians made on you when you were young, some of that being times when you actually met them. And one of these was when you say you met Buddy Holly when you were 14. How'd that come about?
I grew up in Toronto, and he was playing on one of those Alan Freed rock and roll shows back then. After the show, everybody left, and I hung around a little bit. And I saw Buddy Holly and the Crickets, and they were packing up their equipment. I boldly called out to him, and I said, I'm sorry to bother you, mister, but how in the world do you get that sound out of your amplifier? Your guitar is so powerful sounding. And he was sweet enough that he said, okay, I'm going to tell you. I blew a speaker, and I didn't get it fixed. And I thought, I just got the Holy Grail.
You subtitled the book, Music That Changed the World, and a number of the artists in here are, you know, obvious. It would be the Beatles and Johnny Cash. Hank Williams is in there. But also, you get to throw in Louis Jordan and his song, Caledonia.
I love the fact that he was the first one who took this band era thing and boiled it down to a combo, which became the instrumentation for all of the rock and roll bands in the very beginning of rock and roll.
Walking with my baby, she got great big feet. She long, lean, and lank, and ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same.
Anybody who hears this song loves it, right? But for a kid to hear what makes your big head so hot, huh, they're going to love it, right?
Yeah.
Caledonia! Caledonia! What makes your big head so hot? Ma, I love you.
I'm talking with Robbie Robertson about his project Legends, Icons, and Rebels, Music That Changed the World. When your kids were growing up, were you conscious of trying to teach them who you thought great musicians were?
Well, in my house, this kind of came with the dinner.
Yeah.
All of these people that are in this book, their music was playing all the time. And when my kids were, you know, just little nippers and everything, they knew who Bob Marley was. They knew who Billie Holiday was. And it would come up in conversation, but I was never trying to make them learn something. It just felt natural.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar.
You do, in the text of the book, when you're talking about the biographies of these artists, you don't gloss over a lot of the really dark chapters in their lives, drug abuse, alcoholism, racism. And I wanted to ask you about one, and that's the chapter on Joni Mitchell, where you spend time talking about the child that she had as a young singer, whom she gave up for adoption.
You know, all of these things in our life have an effect on what we do. And Joni's story is such a moving and touching story. And our ideal in putting this together, when you say not gloss over, it was really about honesty. We didn't want to get down and dirty, but we did want it to be upfront and honest.
I did notice that in the chapter on Marvin Gaye, you mentioned that he's died, but you did not mention how he died, and it's a tragic story. He was shot by his own father. Did you talk about whether to include that or not?
We did talk about that, and in some cases, he just felt like, oh, I don't want to do that to Marvin. We want to do these things with full respect. And everything that we did in this book was really an homage to these people. So there's a delicate balance there between the honesty and then just trying to get down in the dirt. It was just not necessary.
You could have told.
If you think about the music that you're hearing now, are there artists who you're hearing now who you could imagine would rise to the status of a legend, would be in a book like this in another time?
You know, for all the artists that are in this book, they have a timeless thing in their music. And only time really tells in that. We had discussed artists from the 80s, and we weren't positive yet who was going to make that cut, because we've all listened to music and thought we enjoyed it and then listened to it a few years later and thought, what was I thinking? You know, it's like,
I've had that feeling.
Time is not kind to everything.
Well, Robbie Robertson, it's been fun talking to you. Thank you so much.
A lot of fun talking with you, Melissa. Thank you.
That's Robbie Robertson. We were talking about the illustrated book for young readers called Legends, Icons, and Rebels, Music That Changed the World. It comes with two CDs. Now, we know, we just touched a baby boomer sweet spot. So to be fair, let's hear from you Gen Xers and millennials. We want to know, what musicians do your kids need to know about? What music from the 80s on up to now do you think has a chance of becoming timeless, and why? Please tell us. Go to npr.org, scroll to the bottom of the page, click on Contact, and please put the phrase Future Legends in your subject line. You can also send us a tweet. We are at NPRATC. And we'll share some of your comments on the program next week. You're listening to All Things Considered.